Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Not Your Average Tea Time. I'm your host, Tobaria. Gotta apologize for being MIA for a little bit. I got very sick, ended up with a cough, losing my voice, not COVID, but just real sick. So I've been a little MIA trying to focus on my health and get better the last few weeks. But man, I really did miss prime opportunity to come on the podcast and talk about some of the craziest stuff that's been happening with the Jets during this last few weeks that I've been out here. So we'll touch on it quick here a little bit. First off, the Jets really gave it to Tampa Bay. Gave Tampa Bay Bucks and Tom Brady, defending Super Bowl champions, all that they could handle when it came to playing them. And, you know, Zach Wilson, he played about as good as the game as he can play. Booth, Mike LaFleur called about as good of a game as he could too. They would have won the game, except there was a miscommunication, and everybody talked about it forever on Jets Twitter about, you know, what should have happened. The coaching staff should have been more direct and should have just communicated better, if we're being honest here. They were 4th and 2, 4th and 1, getting ready to score. Now, if Zach Wilson had a look he wanted, he's supposed to keep it and do a quarterback sneak. But if the look wasn't there, he's supposed to hand it off to Berrios. That's how the play was designed. Robert Saleh did not want that to be an option. He just wanted him to hand it off to Berrios. And looking back at it, if he would have handed it off to Berrios, it would have been a touchdown. That was an opportunity the Jets missed. And Tom Brady did Tom Brady things. He drove down the field, ended up scoring with 3 seconds left, and the Jets ended up losing the game. But Zach Wilson, he was tied for the league in interceptions before he got hurt. He missed 3 or 4 games in the middle of the season. And when he came back, he was just a different player. He was more confident, playing within the system. And over those last 5 games, he had 0 interceptions. His touchdowns, I think he had maybe 4 or 5. And I'm not really worried about those numbers, because when your defense can't get off the field, you really don't have time to throw touchdowns and throw yards. Like, if the defense gave Zach Wilson as many opportunities as Buffalo defense gave Josh Allen, or the Patriots defense gets Mac Jones, his numbers would be better. However, that's not the case. The Jets defense was historically bad this year, and Zach Wilson's numbers honestly reflected that. However, he still showed progress, had 0 interceptions over the 5 games, and that's including some pretty good defenses. When you think about it, he beat, over those last 5 games, he didn't beat, but he played the Buffalo Bills to end the season. The Buffalo Bills made the Patriots look like a JV team. And against the Jets, it was 13-10 Buffalo with 7 minutes left in the 4th quarter. Zach Wilson had a nice laser pass on 4th down to Keelan Cole for a touchdown. The Jets looked better against Buffalo than the Patriots did. And it's hard for me to say that. It's probably hard for you to believe it, but that's what happened. But Zach Wilson, again, against that defense, no interceptions. Mac Jones, 2 interceptions. Against the Buccaneers, 0 interceptions. Todd Bowles, former Jets coach, is getting head coaching interviews right now. That defense has been electric last year, and it's been pretty good stopping the run this year. I think the Jets got 70 to 100 yards, and that defense never gives up 100 yards. Zach Wilson was the difference maker. He showed improvement. They did beat the Jaguars, and it was one of those games where you kind of expected it to happen. You almost hoped that they didn't beat them because they can get a top 2 pick, but they ended up winning, and, you know, we can take wins around here. We need to get Zach Wilson's records and touchdowns and everything up. And honestly, the Jets just need to win games. It's going to be the best thing for Zach Wilson's development here. Yeah, I honestly forgot who the other teams were they played. It's been so long. The season's over for the Jets now. And to catch everybody up, the Jets have been named one of the coaching staffs for the Senior Bowl that's happening February 5th. So the Jets are going to get first row seats to some of the top prospects for tight end, which is the position they need, linebackers, the position they need, offensive linemen, running backs, all positions they need. Just get front row seats for those players during the Senior Bowl. I will talk a little bit more about that on future podcasts, but that's just one of the things happening. The Jets' record, they finished with the 4th overall pick. Justin, I believe you and I had a bet that they would finish top 3 in picks. They finished top 4, kind of like I predicted they would, so I'll take whatever we bet on that. We got to run it back. The Jets have their pick at 4, and they have the Seattle pick at 10. Now, a lot of people are speculating that they moved that 10 pick. A report came out from SNY that the Jets want to move that 10 pick. And a lot of timeline wants them to trade number 10 for Calvin Ridley. A lot of timeline saying you don't need to trade for Calvin Ridley because there's a Calvin Ridley in the draft. Draft season's here. I'm excited to be back doing the podcast. And I've got a lot of fun topics to talk about here coming forward. So I just want to give everybody a quick update on where things are with this podcast. We'll keep this one short and sweet, and I'll talk to you soon.